Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Grayson Walker. He is a DVM candidate at North Carolina State University. Welcome to Poultry Health Today.
Joe, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Pleasure to have you here as well. Salmonella is getting even more attention in the poultry industry these days. It's not just all on processing. The guys in live production really have to up their game. People are looking at various ways to bring these levels down even more. You've zeroed in on refined functional carbohydrates. It's a big mouthful. Just to get everybody on board, can you tell us exactly what refined carbohydrates are and why they're important to Salmonella?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So yeast cell walls have been used as a feed additive for quite some time now. They have nutritional and immunological effects that have been demonstrated, but mainly due to this complex of sugars in the yeast cell wall. And it turns out that if you subject this complex to a somewhat of an enzymatic hydrolysis process, you can selectively expose the sugars that Salmonella actually use to colonize animal and human intestines. So what these refined functional carbohydrates, or RFCs, are is they take essentially brewer's yeast, and which is kind of in a crude form, and then they subject it to enzymatic hydrolysis, which is somewhat of a purification, and it exposes these sugars, and then these sugars outcompete the intestinal carbohydrate receptors in the intestines for Salmonella to bind to. So it's kind of a way to inhibit intestinal colonization of Salmonella.
Okay, almost like starving Salmonella to death, is that right?
Sort of like that. It's more of like a sequestration. The Salmonella will bind to that, but once they're bound, it's hypothesized that they can't exactly let go. So then they just go out with the feces and no longer infectious.
Well, it sounds like an interesting concept, but you did some research to take a closer look at this.
I did.
Could you walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So I did a master's degree at North Carolina State University, and in my master's project was to kind of investigate this at different tiers of poultry production, namely the broiler breeders, broiler production, looked a little bit in the hatchery. I think it's important with an issue such as Salmonella to have an integrated control approach. And I've kind of preached that a lot in my talks, but just it's a multifactorial thing, and it's going to require a multifactorial approach. So we started in the broiler breeders and simply just supplemented this RFC additive to our breeders and found that it did indeed reduce Salmonella. We were unable to find Salmonella in the GI tracts of breeders that were fed this additive. So next place we looked at was with the broiler, on the broiler side of things, and found that it had the same effects in the broilers. So it was really neat. It was a very applied approach to the problem of Salmonella using this feed additive, but I learned a lot, and I was satisfied with the results we got.
So what would be the practical takeaway information for today's producers? Because this is some pretty heady stuff when we start getting into sugars and carbohydrates and nutrition, and you know, most veterinarians are focused on veterinary medicine. Mm-hmm. What do producers and vets need to understand about your research? How can they apply this information today?
Sure. On the veterinary side of things, it's obviously the goal of a veterinarian to maximize animal health and well-being. But with that, I think also comes the duty to protect human health and well-being. So Salmonella happens to be one of those issues that we can significantly impact human health by also managing our animals appropriately. So on the vet side of things, that's what the focus should be. On the producer side of things, it just reinforces the idea of managing the birds and sanitizing and doing all that you can to reduce these pathogens that can infect humans on your side through management. So what we found was that while this product does indeed reduce Salmonella colonization in live animals, you have to have a good control on your Salmonella problem before you go into it. So this additive is more of like a sentinel system, should be used as a precaution, not so much as a treatment type thing. It does respond to, people have done research trials where they orally gavage chickens with a high load of Salmonella and have found a reduction. But so that effect is still there. But it's still important to do other things with your management to keep those Salmonella levels as low as possible. And if you couple it with novel feed additives such as this, you can expect to see pretty good results.
And if you're using this feed additive, and specifically, what is its generic name?
It's called, marketed in the United States, as Salmonex. Internationally, it's called Aviator, but it's a product from Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition.
Okay, and so what is the normal protocol for feeding this product? Is it something that you just use for a couple of days or weeks, or is it ongoing?
Sure, so we did a continuous dosage of it throughout all of our trials, and at the dosage levels we used, which was 50 grams per metric ton, which is a pretty small dose relative to other feed ingredients. If you feed that continuously, though, you're able to keep those numbers down and ultimately inhibit colonization. We did look at some dosimetry trials where we tried to supplement it in upwards of 200 grams per metric ton and saw similar results, but 50 kind of for us seemed to be that magic number, and not just supplemented once, but in the starter, the grower, and the finisher feed for broilers, or for all of your starter, grower, and layer diets for your breeders, if that's where you want control to.
Well, it seems like we're learning something new every day about Salmonella, so keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much.